Iran's Basij volunteer force is holding a maneuver aimed at countering security threats against the country. Speaking at the site of the drills near the city of Qom, the Islamic Revolution Guards Corps commander, Major General Mohammad Ali Jaferi, said Iran's enemies made numerous efforts to destabilize the country, but all their plots were foiled. France has called on the European Union to take urgent counterterrorism measures after, quote, having wasted too much time. French Interior Minister Bernard Cazeneuve urged his EU partners to toughen the bloc's border controls and move forward on a long-delayed system for collecting airline passenger information. New details about last week's Paris attacks show that some of the perpetrators blatantly violated Islamic and religious principles. Two brothers involved in the raids used a lot of drugs and alcohol. Brahim and Salah Abdesalam ran a bar in Brussels, and local residents say they did not comply with the Islamic principles. U.S. Republican presidential hopeful Ben Carson has called Syrian refugees rabid dogs. Carson said the U.S. administration must balance safety against being a humanitarian and giving refuge to asylum seekers. Carson called for immigration screening mechanisms that allow U.S. officials to determine, quote, who the mad dogs are. Millions of Muslim pilgrims are heading to Iraq to participate in the Arba'in rituals. Arba'in marks the culmination of a 40-day mourning period after the martyrdom anniversary of Imam Hussein, the grandson of Prophet Muhammad. Iraq and Iran have stepped up their security cooperation to prevent possible terrorist attacks on the pilgrims. In Argentina, campaigning has come to an end ahead of the presidential runoff election on Sunday. Voters will choose a new president between right-wing candidate Mauricio Macri and his rival Daniel Scioli, an ally of the outgoing president Cristina Kirchner. Scioli was named the frontrunner in the first round of the election. And South Korea has accepted the North's proposal to hold talks aimed at easing tensions between the two neighbors. The initial negotiations will be held on November the 26th at the border truce village of Panmunjom. The proposal comes 3 months after the two sides agreed to reduce tensions in the Korean Peninsula.